This is KJZZ's Morning Edition. I'm Dennis Lambert. Taking your vehicle for service can be a risky business. How do you know if the auto repair shop you're going to is a good one? Word of mouth is one way, but Jay Jennings of Neighborhood Auto Repair Professionals, or NARPRO, thinks we can do better. Good morning, Jay.
Good morning.
How can I know that I'm getting good service technicians?
Well, one of the things that we do when we try and vet our shops is we ask, how qualified are the technicians? Are they ASC certified? In fact, most of our shops, we have master mechanics on top of the ASC certifications, which means that they've qualified in all realms of car care. And less than 10% of the shops nationally actually have a master mechanic, and most of our shops have at least one. So that's one of the first things you should ask.
How tricky is that now? Because car care has gotten to be the world of computers, really.
And that's one of the challenges that we're finding out is that as consumers, we are all at the mercy now of trusting this repairman to tell us the truth as to really what's going on. We're not changing our oil anymore, so we're just not familiar. And we're finding out that most definitely the type of technologies that are being used these days are very computer-driven. And that's one of the nice things about the shops that we represent is that they're very qualified with the technicians and making sure they stay up to date. They have networks that they actually use to communicate when they run into a specific weird problem with a car, and they have the ability of kind of collectively throughout the United States getting input from technicians that have maybe run into the same problem to help them in real-world situations fix a car efficiently and cost-effectively.
What group of customers is your service designed to help?
Well, we're finding out we're actually helping a lot of women. Women are becoming more and more the decision-maker now with getting their car repaired. As I mentioned before, most people don't change the oil in their car anymore, and the men are becoming less and less familiar with what the things are that are on cars. So
is it women are making the decisions because men are too proud to take the car in?
You know what? I think you hit it right on the head. We've had many times our people at our shop say that the women will ask questions. What is an ABS system? Explain to me what anti-lock braking is. The men will go, oh yeah, I know what that is. I know what that is. In reality, they don't. So they're deferring a lot to the women in the household to take care of things. And consequently, I think actually, the women are becoming much more educated, and I think they're much more empowered because of the information they're receiving from the quality shops. If anything, we'd like to have both of the sexes to understand, ask questions. Don't be afraid to say, I don't understand what that is. Because consequently, if they become more informed, they'll have a chance to really understand who the shop is and how much time they want to take with me. Our shops are all family-owned. They get to know you on a first-name basis. And when you start seeing a shop that says, look, you know, I only have so much time for you, or you can tell that they're not really interested in taking the time, run, because that's a shop that's not going to be in your best interest.
When do I need to bring my vehicle in?
Well, we can schedule it later today if you want, Dennis, but when should you take your vehicle in? Well, obviously, if a check engine light comes on. One of the interesting things is that when a check engine light comes on, it's a yellow light, and this is a great thing to understand. If you see a yellow light on your car, that means you're getting a warning. You need to do something sooner than later. Within the next week, we suggest you take your car and have it red. If you see a red light on your dash, that is an immediate action, especially if you see stop engine, stop, pull over, turn off the car, because you've got some major problems, and if you keep driving, you're going to have a real problem. So watch your lights on your dash and make sure that they're telling you what to do. If you start hearing a funny noise, if the car starts pulling, tires are another thing we're finding out. People are not keeping their tire pressures up. We found out recently if you have just one tire that's off 20% of the poundage it should be, you could be affecting your gas mileage up to 5 to 10%.
And that goes to another issue. What are the questions that we ought to be asking when we take our car in to get service?
Well, here's the big one. Do not depend on price, because that is probably puts you at a disadvantage. If you're trying to find the cheapest deal, you're going to find the lower quality shop. And in the long run, it's going to cost you more money in the future. And certainly there's some safety issues as well. I would always be price conscious, but I would ask questions like, what are your warranties? Definitely ask what they will do as far as standing behind their product. Ask how long they've been in business. ask if they're a member of the Better Business Bureau. Ask if they're a member of the American Association of Service Advisors. There are a number of different things they can do. Go to our website. Look at the list of the 26 points that we ask. You don't have to use NARPRO, even though we think these shops are very quality people, but there may not be one in your area. So look at the list of questions and see if you can't vet. But do not depend just wholly on price. I think you put a disadvantage as a consumer if you do that.
Well, Mr. Jennings, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Dennis. It was a pleasure.
Jay Jennings is with NARPRO, the Neighborhood Auto Repair Professionals. You can hear this interview again at kjzz.org.